WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Harvard President Claudine Gay stepping down. Her appearance before Congress last month was not well received by donors.
She only took over in the job in July. The Harvard Crimson says that it will be the shortest tenure of any university president since the 1600s. She's the first black woman to serve in this role. She's faced months of intense scrutiny over her handling of alleged anti-Semitism on campus.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Israel not claiming responsibility, but is being blamed by Hamas for an explosion that killed one of its top leaders in Beirut. A Japan Airlines flight caught fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane at Tokyo's airport. Five Coast Guard members were killed, but all 379 people on the Japan Airlines plane survived. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez facing additional federal criminal charges, now accused of making positive comments about Qatar in exchange for items of value, including luxury wristwatches. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An 11-year-old girl who had been abducted was found safe in Barneveld on Saturday. According to authorities, she was abducted from Indiana, where there was a silver alert out for her return. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said they were notified that a vehicle at a Quick Trip in Barneveld was involved in an Indiana silver alert and that the occupants of the vehicle were possibly armed. While the Iowa County Sheriff's Office was on their way to Barneveld, they were told that the vehicle was traveling in the township of Dodgeville on U.S. Highway 18 and 151. The City of Dodgeville Police Department was dispatched to assist the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and found the vehicle traveling south on U.S. Highway 151. The Dodgeville Police Department and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle. The 11-year-old was safely removed from the vehicle, and three adults were taken into custody. Those three people are in their 20s and are from South Dakota. They all had warrants for kidnapping of a minor out of Indiana. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and still some flurries tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temp is 30. 99.7.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Are we in the same ballpark here that I think we're in? Are we actually controlling our own destiny? The Green Bay Packers, if they can beat the Bears on Sunday, we're in the playoffs. Oh, I hate to say it. It just sounds all too reminiscent of last year, but we've got a whole new team and a whole new attitude, I would like to think.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
I'm feeling.
FM Sports.
The 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host Iowa in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers beat Michigan State in their Big Ten opener before Christmas. They look to go 2-0 in league play tonight. It's a 6 p.m. tip on BTN. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, number one Purdue on the road with Maryland. Northwestern is at Illinois. The Packers had the day off today. They'll start preparing for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears tomorrow. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon.
It's hard to beat a team twice. We went 1-1 with Detroit, 1-1 with Minnesota. We won it over Chicago, so it's hard to beat a team twice in this league. So they're going to come to play. It's going to be a dogfight.
A win for the Packers, and they're in the postseason playoffs. Packers made a roster move, signing wide receiver Bo Melton to the active roster for the rest of the season. They placed Samori Toure on IR. Football Badgers wrapped up their season with a 35-31 loss to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl yesterday. Badgers finished 7-6. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
90s and more. 99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
She had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. Something about the clouds and her mixed. She wasn't too bright, but after damn, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was small, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. And sees you feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest, but I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke, cause baby I'm the most, but a girl as fine as she was.
In case you haven't done so already, download our free app, the Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Stores, and you can stream Max FM right from your smartphone to your smart device. It's as easy as that. That's Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Time.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM every weeknight at 8 o'clock. Tony Lorino turns up the volume with Throwback Nation Radio playing the greatest hits of the 80s and 90s. Tony, what is coming up on the show tonight?
Welcome back and Happy New Year. I'm Tony Lorino. As TV gets ready for a new season, we're celebrating all things TV later tonight on Throwback Nation Radio in a little different way. It's called the TV Binge Brackets. All of those theme songs we love from back in the day and the shows we still love to binge watch could score you $500 to pay off one of your streaming bills. Join us, find out, play, and win later tonight, starting at 8 on 99.7 Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Nestled in the southwest corner of Minnesota is the beautiful community of Worthington. Worthington is surrounded by beautiful farm fields and is home to an 800-acre lake. Worthington has great fishing and is the county seat of Nobles County. Thousands of acres of public hunting are all around Worthington, Minnesota. So if you love the outdoors, if you love lakes, if you love hiking and biking, you're going to love Worthington, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of business opportunities and housing opportunities too. So come see us, maybe stay with us, because Worthington, Minnesota is worth a look.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and still some flurries tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temp is 30.
99.7
Only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love with you.
Wow.
80s, 90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do it naturally. But if it's too easy, you're gonna disagree.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant is coming in next after 5 o'clock with another 50-minute music hour as we begin this short week. Hopefully nothing too stressful for you to start off 2024. Happy New Year from all of us here at Max FM.
Thank you.
To my surprise, you were doing this.